I mean, we're talking about some stuff I shouldn't say in public. You know, marbles in the...
Oh, now you shouldn't say stuff in public, Mr. Pete Hegseth. Please, Pete Hegseth. All right, can I show you all the moment that Pete Hegseth's tenure as a defense secretary is shredded to pieces in the course of 60 seconds? A Democratic congresswoman looks him in the eyes and says, "Thus far, you have fired top aides, you have created instability within the Department of Defense, and you have leaked top military secrets not only once, but twice. On top of that, you have repeatedly told lies that we can demonstrate," and Pete Hegseth just sits there and has to take it. Before we break this story down, I was doing research the other night, and I came across a story that was missed by almost everybody. This says, Tulsi Gabbard, Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, fed the JFK files into an AI program, asking to see if there was anything that should remain classified. And someone said, "I'm sorry, but Hegseth, RFK Jr., Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, they just aren't intelligent. We need to call it like it is. It isn't just that I disagree with them. It isn't just that we disagree with them on fundamental policy. It's that they don't understand what they're doing. They are not intelligent people. They don't operate like intelligent people that are holding these high positions of power. And because of that, they actively endanger the security of the United States." I think that's a fair and important distinction to draw. I can have policy disagreements with somebody like Adam Kinzinger, who was a Republican a few years ago, and I agree with him on mostly everything, but I can have policy agreements with somebody like Liz Cheney, for example. I find her to be intelligent, and I disagree with her on a lot, on a hell of a lot, trust me. But when it comes to like RFK Jr. and Hegseth, they just drip idiocy. This says, Tulsi Gabbard admits to asking AI what to classify in JFK files. Gabbard revealed that she fed tens of thousands of documents at the JFK assassination into an AI program for review. And we can move on to the Pete Hegseth portion, but this just shows that everybody in the administration, almost everybody, is unintelligent. It's almost like a prerequisite. You know how Trump does those litmus tests before he adds someone to his admin? You have to think the 2020 election was stolen. You have to be totally loyal to Trump. You have to be willing to lie on his behalf. It's almost like one of the prerequisites is that you have to get an effing lobotomy before you enter his administration. Or you have to, at some point in your life, have had a lobotomy, like Pete Hegseth. I don't know. But before we watch these clips, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to help boost this video. Let's start off with this one of Mitch McConnell talking about Ukraine and pressing Hegseth.
Mr. Secretary, probably won't surprise you, but I'm going to start with Ukraine. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions, but I don't want you to linger on any one of them, but answer the series of questions in one answer. Number one, who's the aggressor and who's the victim in the conflict?
Russia is the aggressor.
Which?
Oh, thank you. Okay, the bar is in hell, but that's a decent answer. He is at least admitting that.
God, do you want to win?
As we've said time and time again, this president is committed to peace in that conflict.
Okay, that's not an answer. Go back. No. He's asked, which side do you want to win?
Which side do you want to win?
As we've said time and time again, this president is committed to peace in that conflict. Ultimately, peace serves our national interests, and we think the interest of both parties, even if that outcome will not be preferable to many in this room and many in our country.
What do you mean it won't be preferable? Peace is preferable for everybody, but his answers are contradictory. Because he says in the first answer, Russia is the aggressor. That is a shocking amount of clarity for somebody who is unintelligent, I will say, but at least he knows Russia is the aggressor. He then gets asked, which side do you want to win? Well, you shouldn't want the aggressor to win. And if you're saying that both sides want peace, that is contradicting your previous statement that Russia is actively aggressing on Ukrainians' territory, taking over more and more territory, taking over homes, killing civilians, carpet bombing civilian areas. Meanwhile, Ukraine carries out targeted military attacks towards military infrastructures after 3 years of getting slaughtered and being fed up. There is a difference. So what Pete Hegseth is doing is giving contradictory answers. It's Orwellian. He says in the first statement, one more time, yes, Russia is the aggressor. But then he can't even admit that the aggressor should lose. Because if you're saying that both sides should win, then that means the aggressor like has get some sort of concessions. Just say you're pro Russia, bro. Here in this clip is Murray absolutely shredding Donald Trump. One more time, the defense secretary and the joint chief of staffs are testifying in front of the committee on Trump's 2026 defense budget. They have to justify pieces of the budget. It's a form of oversight. Let's listen to this clip.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Hegseth, you oversee one of the largest and most important organizations on planet Earth. More than anything, the Department of Defense needs stable, competent, and strategic leadership. And much as I had feared back in January, it is not what we are seeing under your leadership. In a matter of months, you have lost top aides and reportedly struggled to hire new ones. You have fired highly respected top military officials. You shared highly sensitive attack plans over Signal and apparently with people in your own personal circles, and you've not taken responsibility for those mistakes. All the while, the security challenges we face have grown larger, not smaller. And then in the face of these challenges, you have taken a series of actions that weaken our posture. For example, in my home state of Washington, which is home to many DOD installations critical to our Indo-Pacific strategy, you have pushed out almost 2,000 highly trained civilian employees, including at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. Mr. Secretary, you talk about returning the department to its mission of warfighting, but I am repeatedly hearing that your policy and personnel changes at the Pentagon are undermining, not strengthening, our military's preparedness to protect our country. You are deploying the American military to police the American people.
Yo, Senator Patty Murray is spinning. Drop a like for Patty Murray.
You're sending the National Guard into California without the governor's request. Sending the Marines, not after foreign threats, but after American protesters. And now President Trump is promising heavy force against peaceful protesters at his D.C. military parade. Those sorts of actions and that sort of rhetoric from a president of the United States should stop every one of us cold. Threatening to use our own troops on our own citizens at such scale is unprecedented, it is unconstitutional, and it is downright un-American. We should all be speaking out against this and demanding accountability.
Very, very well said. That was kind of a communication masterclass from Senator Patty Murray, really going off there. And it just illustrates how utterly incompetent Pete Hegseth and everybody else is. Can I go back to this story for just 1 second? Tulsi Gabbard relied on artificial intelligence to determine what to classify in the release of the government documents on JFK's assassination. Just disrespectful to JFK's legacy. Donald Trump's director of national intelligence fed the JFK files into an AI program. And listen, there's a nuanced take. It's okay if you want to use AI as a tool to help streamline your workflow in a very responsible way. But if you're in the government, you don't feed AI sensitive documents. You're feeding AI documents that you are explicitly admitting are classified. The reason she's feeding them is because they are classified and asking what to declassify, but she's putting it then in the system. This says, it made reviewing the documents significantly faster. Yeah, I'm sure it did, but at what cost? We have been able to do things through the use of AI tools far more quickly than what was done previously, which was to have humans go through and look at every single one of these pages. The government released around 80,000 pages, bereft of bombshells, in March, just 2 months into Trump's second term. I didn't really hear any bombshells from that whatsoever. But the only bombshell that we should be talking about is the fact that Hegseth, RFK Jr., Patel, and Gabbard are all just shockingly unintelligent, and they demonstrate that on a daily basis. Check out Senator Dick Durbin shredding Pete Hegseth.
Your budget cuts two-thirds of that amount for defense health research. How can that be consistent with our mutual goal of making the military life a safer life for our men and women in uniform?
Well, Senator, I would take issue with your characterization that all two-thirds of that, whatever was reduced, is focused on the issues that you just spoke about, because those are issues that, as a secretary who's very close to these issues and knows people close to these issues, my team knows those. That's exactly the type of research that we would fund. But we did find lots of other research inside the Defense Department to the tens and millions, and in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars that was a boondoggle for the American people.
Why?
And
Give me an example of a boondoggle in medical research in defense.
We're talking about some stuff I shouldn't say in public. You know, marbles in the...
Oh, now you shouldn't say stuff in public, Mr. Pete Hegseth. Please, Pete Hegseth.
Rear ends of cats. Tens of millions of dollars. Things that don't
have like the
a connection to what you're talking about.
Is this like the 350-year-old Social Security check that the president told us?
Senator, I respect completely the issue that you're speaking with, and this department couldn't be more sympathetic to that and ensure that it's funded. But the Defense Department has been a place where organizations, entities, and companies know they can get money almost unchecked to whether or not it actually applies to things that happen on the battlefield.
That's just not
That's what we worked very hard to find in ways that other secretaries have not.
Let me tell you.
This committee and others talk about waste, fraud, and abuse all the time. We have actually gone after waste, fraud, and abuse because every dollar that's spent is a dollar we can pour into the world.
Eliminating two-thirds of the money for defense health research, put that next to the decision to cut NIH medical research by 40%. Does that make America great again for these military families? I don't think so. $45 million for a parade, for God's sake. Money should be put in defense medical research instead of wasted on some pomp and circumstance for the president. This is not consistent with what the men and women in uniform deserve.
Very well said from Senator Dick Durbin. If you enjoyed this video, if you appreciate what we do here, drop a like, subscribe. We've been building a network at a rapid pace because of you guys, so thank you. Let's continue to push forward. Love you all. Peace out.